Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
As always, a big thank you for listening to the show. Would like to ask a small but very important favor of you. It'll only take a few minutes, and if you're one of the first people to do it, Podcast One will make it worth your time. Literally. So all we need you to do is complete a short survey, because the information you give us can help us make things better for the show and you as a listener. So you guys just go to podcastone.com/survey and everything will be right there for you. And again, that's podcastone.com/survey. The first 250 people who complete the survey will get a $10 gift card to amazon.com. And two grand prize winners will be selected at random to get a $100 Amazon gift card. How about that? Free money? I mean, it's a win-win. Our shows are supported by advertisers, so filling this out will really help us to cater to your needs of you as a listener. So please go to podcastone.com/survey, answer some questions, and potentially make some money along the way. Thank you for being a dedicated listener.
From Vanderpump Rules to Vegas and everywhere in between, it's time to party with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
All right, you guys, tonight I have a really fun last minute but awesome drinking and podcasting put together. So this week, I've literally already recorded 3 shows. But I wanted to push those a little bit and do kind of like a Q&A. I posted on my Instagram today and I just kind of asked you guys what you want to see more of, see less of, what annoys you, what you love. And I got surprisingly a large amount of positive responses, which thank you for that. I was expecting to get a lot of hate messages and I didn't. So love you guys. Thank you for listening. And one of you, actually, I want to give you a shout out because you said it's at Addicted to Cadbury. You like when I have my real friends on the show. And today I have 3 of them. So starting out with my longest friend going all the way back to high school. I've mentioned her a couple times on the podcast, Miss Brooke Bryant. Yeah.
Hi.
I just said how there was like, we were talking, I think Janet and I were talking about just like how I didn't see you for a while. You were living in Spain and now you're back and here we are.
I am back.
Drinking and podcasting.
Yeah, I'm drinking and podcasting, shockingly.
Brooke thought she was just coming over to watch us podcast and I was like, no, I have 4 mics.
I didn't even think we were podcasting. But
okay. Yeah, part of the show. Next up, we have Jamie Lynn, who you will hear on another podcast coming out soon. She was my co-host with David Meltzer. What's up?
Hello.
So this is technically your debut on the podcast because...
Is this going first?
This is going to go first. So this one's coming out in just a few days.
Okay. Hi, everybody. What do you call your listeners? Do you have a name for them?
I call them my listeners. Oh, like, you know, like Stassi has her,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, let's make up a fun name
Khaleesi's.
For them.
My, I don't know.
Sheeners.
Machine readers.
I don't like that.
No, that's,
I agree with that. Yeah. I agree with that.
No, that's like, what Lisa called me.
Oh, really?
Sheena. Like she, oh the way God, with her British
see,
accent.
Perfect. Yeah, you need like a name for your army.
Yeah, and the anonymous voice over here. My,
sorry.
It's okay. I was just going to give you a grand intro. My newest friend of the bunch. Some of you may know her better as my girlfriend on Instagram, Miss Danielle DeHart.
Hi, how's it going?
Fantastic. So she's a little sniffly over here. It's
Excuse
so
me.
Weird. So you're not sick. You're allergic to my cats, but you have a cat and you grew up with cats.
Okay, one, I am sick. Sinus infection, but.
Don't tell them that.
Oh,
why? You got Brooke sick after Kaboo.
Shh. Whatever. Yes, I'm allergic to cats. I do have a cat, you know. Love is pain. Pain is love.
Yeah. But basically, we got the whole Kaboo crew back together. And the one person missing from our Kaboo crew is this guy who we just watched play in a rugby game. And have any of you ever seen a rugby game before?
Never.
Never.
No?
Hell no.
No, I've never watched. So we're just like sitting here. So.
Well, actually, no. On The Bachelor.
Oh, did they
or
play rugby
on The Bachelorette?
That?
Oh, my God. You're right. You're right. Yeah,
and
yeah.
And the bad that's, Luke, mm-hmm. like, body slammed somebody.
Oh.
That's literally the only episode I ever watched.
Okay, I do remember that. I just don't remember it being a rugby game.
But I've never seen an official
I was kind of
game.
Bored by last season of The Bachelorette, not going to lie. So I don't think I really paid that close attention. It was, like, one of those shows I kind of put on background when I was, like, doing laundry or, like, texting or doing anything else.
I just really could not stand Luke, the bad Luke.
Right.
And I watched it just every week hoping he would be gone.
Yeah.
But then I was like, if he's gone, I can't like hate on this.
But that's the thing. It's like you have to keep those people around.
Exactly.
Like, you know, just like, did you watch Unreal?
No.
Okay. So Unreal is basically the scripted Bachelor. So it was Constance Zimmer and oh my God, what is her name? Sheree Appleby.
I have no idea who these are.
Anyway,
Sheree
okay.
Appleby.
Yeah. So it was just basically like the scripted version. So it showed all the shady shit that goes on behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the things that they like tell the cast to say and they tell you who to pick and who to keep. And I'm like, you know, they do that with certain people. Cause it's like when you're the Bachelor, Bachelorette, not that I have been, but I've made myself an unofficial one of LA. I've
oh,
dated
really?
A lot.
I didn't know. I couldn't tell. I couldn't tell when we went to Disney and it was all over TMZ the next day with.
Okay. Let's just touch on that for a second because I did not see this photographer other than
either.
When we were on.
Photographer?
Yeah.
On the, like,
no, paparazzi. No, a full on paparazzi. So we're on the Incredicoaster.
That's
like
when I saw
all
that.
Of us. But like the California Screaming.
What is that?
So it's the roller coaster at California Adventure. It used to be called California Screaming. Now it's the Incredicoaster.
Oh, okay,
right. Okay, so we're on that ride. And if you guys know, when you're on the roller coaster, you're like kind of on the pier. And there's people who can like stand on the pier and watch the roller coaster as it takes off. And then you
there's
just like shoot
pier?
Up. Yeah, the Paradise Pier. It like goes
Pixar
over the water.
Pier.
Pixar Pier now. Yes. Anyway, whatever. Point
yeah.
of the story is a lot of people just stand there, just normal people, and watch the roller coaster take off. Do a boomerang. You just stand there and stare and see if, do I want to go on this ride? Do I not? Whatever. So DeMario makes a joke and he goes, oh, look, paparazzi. And I was like, haha. And then I look and I go, wait, he literally does have the camera pointed right at us. And I was like, is he taking, I was like, no, it's probably just like a dad with like a good camera.
That's what I thought. Cause I was sitting behind you guys.
Yeah.
And I was like, they're just taking pictures of their family. You know, they were too scared to go on the ride. They're taking pictures of whoever did. There's no, like, it didn't even cross my mind. I just saw a bunch of people with cameras. It's the only time in the whole day that I saw cameras.
Yeah.
But it didn't like click that it was paparazzi.
No, but then I was like, wait, they were in Coco Land with us. They saw us on
yeah.
Cars, the roller, the other little goofy
Someone
coaster.
Was following us the entire day.
And it's scary that we didn't notice.
I know.
I'm like, this isn't good.
It's not
I'm
good.
So we're... oblivious. Like, I just walk with blinders on, I swear.
I mean, we probably shouldn't be telling people they can easily stop you now because we don't.
No, actually, I'm super observant.
But then
Whatever.
It came out on TMZ.
Yeah, so it's all over TMZ. And everyone then, thinks DeMario and I are dating. I'm like, we didn't even kiss that day. Like, have we before? Yeah, but we're just like homies who occasionally, if we get drunk, like we might make out. But that hasn't happened in a long time. So anyway, back to my story about Unofficial Bachelorette. Like, okay, you're dating multiple people at one time. You know, you have your number one. You know who you like, who you have more feelings for. But when you're making a television show, like, you have to keep certain people around for entertainment, whether you have a connection with this person or not. If they're good TV, you know, the producers are like, we know you like A, B, and C, but we really need you to keep D around for whatever reason.
Do you think there was a point where she was like, okay, I want to send Bad Luke home, and the producers said, no, you have to keep him?
I don't think they said you have to, because I don't think legally they can do that, but I think they can strongly suggest that, like, you know, he's really good for TV. Just keep him on for group dates. Like, you don't have to do one-on-ones with him if you don't want to kiss him. Like, but I think for just entertainment purposes,
I mean, it makes sense.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's what I think. Like, obviously the rose ceremony, they pick the order because it's always down to like, oh my God, who's going to get the final rose? And you always know it's the guy you don't want to get the rose, but you want him to get the rose because he's good TV.
Totally.
So like some people who have been on the show who watching it, I wasn't a fan of, but then I meet them in person and I have to remind myself, a lot of people who watch me aren't a fan of me. And then they meet me in person and they're like, oh, wait, you're not really that person. It's an edit. So Corinne on Nick Vile season and then Crystal on Ari season are both like dear friends of mine now. But the edit on the show, I was like, oh, my God, these blondes are so fucking annoying. They just want attention. And like literally on Sunday, Corinne and I were at the Chargers game together and she's a good friend of mine. Crystal, when I'm in San Diego, I'll hit her up and it's just funny. So again, you guys just don't judge people based on an edit on a reality show. I'm not blaming editing. I'm just saying that you only see a very small portion. And I know you guys are smart, like, you know that. But for those of you who are book smart and not TV smart, just letting you know. So, okay, we're drinking and podcasting. We're, what, three Reposado Casamigo shots in, couple glasses of wine. Danielle's doing vodka, raspberry.
You say that with like such
disdain.
Like, yes,
yours is boring.
There's no disdain, girl.
Thank you, Brooke. Tina, let's not have our first fight on your podcast, okay? Listen, I can only do vodka. Let's just leave it at
it's
that.
It's fine.
Okay?
Yeah. You drink whatever your little heart desires,
me,
sweetheart.
Okay?
I know. Trust me. I've the last month of going to festivals with you,
only
I've learned what not to do to piss you off. If Danielle.
Okay, but like same with but, you.
Like what?
100% same.
Okay. Name it.
To not piss you off.
Yeah. I know you don't like to be rushed.
Something that's not going to piss her off.
Oh, okay. No, it's more of like, I know your moods now, and I know when you're like in a mood or you're really annoyed with something that
yeah.
you just like, you need your space, you need your time, and
yeah.
I'm not going to talk to you.
Like when I have anxiety and then you have anxiety
yeah,
and then we're like, you're giving me anxiety. You're giving me anxiety.
Yeah, like we're literally the same with our moods, but like if we're in the moods at the same time, then we're just like, oh, okay, get away from me.
Yeah. And there were a couple questions that came in from at Way to the J and at Beating with Beads asked about mental health and how I deal with anxiety. So I'm very open talking about this. I've talked about it on the show, but I don't know that those scenes have ever aired. So I take Wellbutrin on a daily basis. It's an anti-anxiety, antidepressant. It does like a few other things, but I mean, whatever your brain needs it for is what it works for. And I have been on that since March 2016. I got really bad anxiety after the show was on a couple seasons, but really after I fell and knocked my teeth out, I got social anxiety everywhere I went. I thought someone was going to push me. I was going to lose my teeth again. I was going to fall down on my face. And that's where it really started. But then also with just like people coming up to me in public for the first time, and I like want to take pictures with everyone, but I felt weird because like my teeth were so fucked up for like 2 years. So it kind of started there. And then it got really bad when I traveled abroad for the first time. I went to Europe, and it was a couple months after all of the bombings in Paris. And I remember we were going to the Eiffel Tower, and on every single corner, there were like armed guards with rifles everywhere. And I'm like, this actually doesn't make me feel more safe. This is scary, because I'm like, what if that guy's having a bad day and just decides to pull his gun out and shoot everyone? Like, I had so much anxiety. The drivers hated Americans. And when I got back, I was like, maybe this is something that I should address. It's been 3 years. I've been fighting it now. And so I did. I went to the doctor and they prescribed me Xanax as needed, which I very, very rarely take, maybe once a month, only a 0.25. But I take my Wellbutrin daily and I smoke weed. And that's what helps with my anxiety. I wish I didn't have to have a crutch for it, but for now, I know Wellbutrin isn't something that you can just kind of cold turkey quit. And if it's working, then, you know, why get off it? So to answer those questions, that is how I deal with my mental health, but everyone's different. I know a lot of people get paranoid when they smoke marijuana, so I would also recommend CBD. I have this new, it's like a little dropper. It's Calm by Wellness, and there's CBD drops that I take one full dropper before I go to sleep, and it has really just helped relax my brain. I listen to the Calm app, whether it's like the 7 days of sleep or like a meditation or just simply ocean waves or like rain on the window. That helps me as well. So I hope that helps you. But anyways, back to fun stuff. So a lot of you asked about Janet and where she's been. And I don't know if you ladies know this, but the reason I've brought you all here tonight is because you're auditioning to be my next co-host.
Oh, cool. How much does it pay?
It's an unpaid position.
So what are our benefits?
Your benefits are you get free hotels when you travel with me. You get free dinners.
Oh, okay. Sign me up.
You know?
Done.
You get spas.
Your bitches are going down.
Yeah, there are a lot of perks when you travel with me, but we all love and adore Janet, and I just want to say I'm very proud of her. She got an amazing job. Technically, today she was offered the full-time position. She's been on a trial basis. So,
hey, Janet.
Shout out to her. She,
love you.
Yeah, but the thing about that is usually we do these podcasts on Wednesday afternoons in studio, and she works now. And tonight we're drinking and podcasting, and she's in New Orleans because she has a boyfriend now. So it's like she has this like whole other life without us.
How dare she get
a boyfriend? I know, right?
A whole life without us.
Like, what?
Well. Oh, what a segue. What a segue.
Shall we
single-ish
address it?
Let's.
Kind of.
Burning hot questions.
Okay.
Gina Shea.
So. Let's see. Who was it who asked? It was at Christina Glamod. Said, you miss being married. What's up with Adam? Are you dating? And who do you have a crush on? So Adam, Christina, he's canceled on the podcast. That is a broken record. Not going to go there. Canceled in life and on this show. Here's the thing. I guess I miss being married. I don't miss who I was married to. And that is no offense to Shay. It was just a relationship that wasn't right, but I miss certain things about being married. I miss cooking dinner. I miss coming home to someone. I miss morning sex. Like they're like,
I can give you all of that, just not the sex.
So there are aspects that I do miss, but also the last like 2.5 years that I've been single, I have lived my best life. I have had so much fun that it didn't make me miss being in a relationship really at all. And then, you know, Danielle came into my life and we've been dating for how many months now, sweetheart?
It's been since Stagecoach, so April.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Look at that.
I know.
The anniversary's coming up.
Oh my God, it is.
I got you a special gift, so
ooh.
I'm excited about that.
I'm excited. Mm-hmm. Jamie and I need to get those white boots.
100%.
Oh, they have them. I told you they have them silver on the website. Did you see?
Ooh.
I didn't see the silver.
Silver dope. I feel like they're more dope than
Sheena,
the white.
Sheena, why don't one of us get white, one gets silver.
Well, I'm a size 6 and you're
okay,
like a 7.5.
Well, they're talking about my really dope white boots. I wear at Caboo. They're from Misguided, just
yes,
by the way.
Also wear them at Caboo. So, yeah, Jamie and Danielle had met before, but Brooke met Jamie in Palm Springs and then Danielle at Caboo. Mm-hmm. So this is like our new little Caboo crew, but
reunion.
We have a good group. We had a good weekend.
So much
Caboo
fun.
And
that was my second festival ever in my life.
Yeah.
The festival was amazing.
What?
Yeah.
What was your first festival?
Stagecoach, where I met her.
I know.
You can say fuck. Yes,
what the fuck?
I know.
Serious?
I live under a rock, apparently.
Yeah.
I know.
I don't know what a festival means exactly. Like, I've been to Warp Tours. I don't know if that's
okay,
a festival.
Okay, same. So I went to Warp Tours.
Yeah. I did, too.
I don't count that as a festival.
Neither do I. In my head, I never did.
No. But, so, like, love Warp Tour. Shout out Warp Tour. Why are you gone? Love you so much.
So sad you're gone. It's gone, but it's not gone.
No, not in our hearts, because we have emo night. No, but, yeah, second festival was so fucking, oh, my God, so fucking much fun.
Like, you guys, speaking amazing. Of festivals, there is another one coming up in about a month and a half. It's the first weekend in December.
I won't be here.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be in South Africa.
Not Spain.
Sorry, fuck no. Spain, apparently.
I will
she goes,
be
no.
in everywhere but Spain.
Yeah.
We have a world traveler over here.
Yep. What is it called? So it's the Intersect Festival by Life is Beautiful in Vegas. Why are you making that face, Jamie?
Because she wants to go and she doesn't.
Can I say? I don't know if I should say it.
We'll say it. It's the same as Emo Night. Is that what it is?
No.
Because it is.
Oh, but no. I'm scared.
Say it.
Oh, my God. I can't.
Spit it out.
I can't.
You have to.
The suspense is killing me.
I hate when people like are on podcasts and are like, oh, I can't say it. But you have to say it.
But now you do.
Now you have to say it.
God.
The listeners all want to know.
No, because like I don't want them to sue me for saying it.
Okay.
Oh my God! Is
but
it
I'm
like
giving you a look like maybe we shouldn't go to it.
Oh well, I already got tickets, so
okay. I guess we'll go then.
So I don't know the reason why you might not want to go. We can discuss
we'll talk later.
Whatever I'm that may
sweaty.
Be.
Like I'm nervous,
but yeah. So it's a new, or I don't know if it's new, but it's a
what's the lineup?
Additional Life is
Foo
Beautiful.
Fighters.
Yeah, it's Casey Musgraves, Beck, Foo Fighters, Anderson .Paak, and the Free Nationals, Leon Bridges.
I love Leon Bridges.
Me too.
Wow.
Yeah, Churches.
Love like Churches.
Yeah, so.
Don't jinx.
Her, the Black Madonna. I don't know. There's a bunch. So that's the first weekend in December. So
is
if
it
we want
to. 3-day, 2-day?
You know what? Whoa, that's a great
question. Are they sponsoring this podcast?
I can't go to that.
I know, but you're going to be like living your best life overseas.
Yeah, can we just come with you? How about that?
Mm-hmm. You totally can.
So where are you going?
It's a 2-night festival.
I will
okay,
be in
that.
Paris and
3 days
South Africa,
is too much for me anyway.
Prague, Budapest, Rome.
Wow.
Wow. That's I didn't know you were going to all those. That's it?
That's it. I'm like, oh, it's my second festival. And Brooke's like,
casual.
We're going here and then.
You know, like, okay. I mean, I'm in a wedding. That's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. And, well, it started at Kaboo. So to answer some of y'all's burning questions, and this is actually not that easy for me to say, but at Kaboo, it was night two of the festival. We went to a club after, and then we were just like, you know what? We're not ready to end the party. Let's keep it going. So Danielle calls up her bestie, Alex, who's from San Diego, and was like, hey, do you know anyone having an after party? He's like, yeah, here's my friend's number. Here's the address. Come here. So we do. And as we're at this party, there's this like really good looking Aquaman man standing there, literally like Jason Momoa. And we're like, damn, that guy's hot. And so we're at the party and then he comes over to me and introduces himself. And I hear the accent and I'm like, dead, drooling. Okay. And so I was like, oh, New Zealand or Australia. And he's like, born in Auckland, raised in Sydney. And I'm like, no shit. I was just in Auckland and Sydney. So the conversation started. He slid in the DMs. We went to the festival together the next day. And a month later, we are still hanging out. And that's who we just watched in the rugby game. It was like the World Cup League, Rugby League 9. I don't know. I've never seen rugby before. I don't know what a try is or a whatever. But sadly, USA lost. And it was funny
twice.
Because
very sad.
He played on the USA team against Australia and New Zealand.
Okay, but you're leaving out the cutest part of that story.
I was going to let you guys tell it.
Okay, so that night we're at the after party. We're leaving. And for some reason, do you guys remember I was just on the ground?
Yes. I was going to say you were laying backside on the ground.
I think I was really tired. And I was like, you know what, guys? I'm just going to take a seat here. You guys just stay.
Yeah.
The Uber. I'm just here. And then I look up, yes. And then Sheena's just, like, wrapped in this guy's huge arms. And I think that was the first
like
time
the
I met him.
Because
I was preoccupied that night. Let's
yeah.
not go there. But yeah, but no, the next day I met him officially for the second time. And I've never met a more sincere, like, beautiful human. Like, I love him, like, so much. But yeah, at the festival that day, I was really cold and he gave me the shirt literally off of his back.
Yeah, he was wearing it yesterday. We were on FaceTime. I was like, what are you doing with Danielle's shirt?
My shirt. I wanted to take it. I loved it. My outfit was
dope. It looks really good on you.
It really did.
It like, really made my outfit. But he literally was walking around the festival just like shirtless.
And then he realized he looked like a douchebag. So he went and got a shirt that said puppies and wine, I'll be fine, or puppies make me happy or something.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but
the best guy.
Anyway, I'm not going to gush too much and I'm not going to just make this
I'll
whole podcast about him, but to answer a lot of your questions, yeah, we are hanging out. Call it what you want. And I will be on a plane to Australia in 2 weeks to have a little vacay. So, yeah, I haven't had a just vacation in a long time. It's always a work trip. Even if it's just one day of press, it's like I have obligations and like something I have to do. And this, he's just like, just let me plan it all, just show up. I was like,
do you know what you're doing yet, or is it all a surprise?
There's a lot of surprises. I just know the places we're going because the flights had to be booked. Okay. So we're starting in Sydney, doing a Sunday fun day. We're going to Uluru and doing the Outback and the Light Field, and then we're going to Brisbane and the Gold Coast, and then back to Sydney.
And then Cute. Are you returning back here together?
Yeah, I mean, we have the same flight booked, so.
Okay, yeah. No, that's so what I was wondering, if he was coming or... back.
Actually, we don't, because.
Wait, really?
Because I booked through Delta, and he booked through Virgin Australia, but it's the same flight. They're just, like, partner airlines or whatever. And so I was like, you need to get this seat. And he was like, don't worry, like,
he'll get it.
He always makes things happen.
He has a way.
Oh, for sure. Okay. Why do you have, like the dopest seats? I don't even know.
So get this. So, after Portland this past weekend, my parents and I drove back here to the house. He met us here because we were going to the Chargers game, and then he was flying out to Australia. So my mom sees his bags, and she was like, wow, you pack really light for a month. Like, I packed heavier for Portland. And he's like, oh, well, that's just, like, my clothes. That bag's my shoes. And he goes, that's something I got for my sister. He goes, and that bag's for the flight attendants.
Oh my God.
And she was like, wait, what? And he's like, yeah. He goes, I like to make them goodie bags. It's a really long flight. So he literally made goodie bags with eye masks, emergency, like, makeup, and, like, all of these cute things for all of the flight attendants on the flight.
Okay, so my question is this.
Yeah.
Is it just him that's amazing, or do we all need to find men from New Zealand / Australia?
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
I have dated a couple guys from Australia, the worst guys I've ever dated.
So it's him.
But there's one Aussie guy that I do love, but...
Is that the one we FaceTimed with?
Yes.
Okay.
He's like just a friend, but he's a really great guy. But the other Aussies I've dated, like, the most horrible guys. Horrible. So, like.
Well, they are descendants from all the criminals that.
There you
England
go.
Didn't
and then
want.
you just answered your own question.
So he's just a very special person.
Well, he definitely is. But I mean, this is the first time I've ever, like, hung out with someone outside of, like, Southern
United
California,
States.
Really. I mean, United yeah. States, yes, but, like, let's think about
that
it.
I think that anything out of United States is such a good thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, you lived in Spain for, what, 3-4 years and dated a Spaniard.
I did.
Yeah. So.
And I dated someone from London and he broke my heart. What am I doing wrong? Just me? Oh, my God, it's
I
so me.
I think it's, like, no. Southern California fucking sucks.
It
no,
really does.
No, he lived in London.
Well, where did you meet him?
London.
Oh.
Okay.
I don't have an answer for you on that one. That was just an asshole. He was just an asshole.
No. So, you know, you're right, but, like, I feel like out here.
Yeah, I mean, we've only dated, like, guys from our area, like, whether it was, like, back home, like, our ex-boyfriend,
really,
or Shay, my ex-husband, you know? I mean, yeah, it's like, yeah. I went to high school with Shay. That's how I knew him. We never dated until we were older. And then Rob from San Diego, Max from San Diego.
Oh, God.
I mean,
only dated, like, bad boys.
So it's funny because this guy lives in San Diego. And I was like, you know, the last two guys I dated from San Diego didn't really work out so well. But he's not from San Diego.
Exactly. Got it.
So enough about him, because I told
him. We can go on and on.
Are we letting him listen to this?
That's the thing. So I told him when we met, he had no.
Is he listening to this?
I mean, it's not live. His game was live. The podcast is not live. So he's not listening yet.
Shout him out.
But when we met, he had no idea what Vanderpump Rules was, who I was, anything about that.
He legit did not.
No, he didn't know anything until.
No, the day we went to the festival and someone came up to you to ask you for a picture, and he was like, he looked at me and he was like, what's going on? I was like, it happens all the time.
And then his sister saw one of his friends' Instagrams. It was me, you,
that's
and
exactly
him.
What happened.
And she was like, wait, what are you doing with Sheena? And he was like, what? And he's like, how do you know Sheena? And she's like, she's on Vanderpump Rules. And he's like, what's Vanderpump Rules? Mm-hmm. So loved that about him, that I was like, you actually just got to know me, no preconceived notion, nothing, at an after party. I was not sober. And Yeah, I don't know.
Think any of us.
So
I was very not sober.
I mean, we were sober.
I was sober in bed.
Might I remind
Jamie
you all?
Was the only
I
was
not there.
I'm sad I missed the initial meeting.
Yeah.
I didn't meet him till the next day when he showed up at the festival.
You did meet
and
him.
I was like, who is this handsome man? What is going on here?
Yeah.
And then he was the sweetest person ever.
So you did witness the first kiss though.
I have it. Actually, I have a recording of it.
Yeah.
It's on my phone.
I found it last night. I was like, who posted this? I was like,
I didn't post that.
No, Alex did.
Okay.
I
witnessed it too. Yes, and the recording. Everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we like did a dare. So I mean, he's a rugby player. He's like 6 foot 240, like strong as fuck. And we're like, oh, I bet you can't do that dirty dancing move. Mm-hmm. And he's like, try it. And so I run into him and he grabs me, picks me up. I am fully horizontal, spins me around, and then like gently brings me down and kisses me. I was like, stop, never speak to me again. He did not listen. There's been so many more things that, you know, if this pans out, you'll hear more stories.
We're
but
just waiting for the
we're
show
gonna job. Wrap up the talk about him now. There, yeah, he's still here. I haven't scared him off yet.
Yep.
So anyways, other guys, Harry Styles, Danielle was literally sitting here dripping watching his music video.
I don't get it. I just don't get
Honest
it.
Honest to God, like, I think he might be the most beautiful human on this planet.
He is beautiful.
I swear to God, like, he could kill me and get away with it, and I would be fine. Like, knock me out. Oh, my God. I love him so much. It's because, well, one, an accent just makes you hotter. It just does.
It absolutely does.
100%. Like, if you're, like, 50% hot, then even an accent, then you're 100%.
Yeah.
Well, let's ask
Move
Brooke, because she
okay, so let me just say this. Accent meaning British
Does it get
or Australian.
Annoying after a
I'm
while?
I'm not really into other accents. I'm just into British and Australian.
Yeah.
What about
really?
You guys? Yeah.
Yeah, no. Pretty much. I mean, French.
I can't do French.
But you can't understand
that. That's my weakness.
French?
Yes.
French.
Oh, my God. She loves the Frenchies.
I can't.
I love
it's
my
too
Frenchies.
Much. It's too much.
No.
I can't.
Was that guy you dated, was his name Frenchie, or we just called him that?
Hey.
Just kidding, it wasn't you.
We called him Frenchie, and we're going to keep calling him Frenchie.
Yep.
We love that.
Okay.
We love a good nickname.
But I will say, I met Harry Styles at Laurel Hardware.
Shut up.
2014. So Brooke is the reason I met Harry Styles.
Wait, what?
So I was at One Oak with Kristen when she was dating James Kennedy. We're at One Oak at an event and with Shay. And
was
Brooke,
I with Kyle?
No, you weren't there. You texted me and one of your friends was at Laurel Hardware. And you texted me and you're like, one of those like One Direction guys like your sister likes is at Laurel Hardware. And I was like, wait, what? And I was like, who? I was like, find out who. She's like, I don't know. My friends are I'm like, find out who.
The thing about Brooke is she's so nonchalant about everything. I love it so much. She's like, yeah, I have no idea what she's talking about.
Yeah. So I was like, but can you find out which one? Because like, no offense, but if it was Louis, I wasn't going to leave what I was doing to rush over there. So I was like, find out which one. She was like, I don't know, it's the hairy one. And I was like, oh my God. And
if I
was
heard
like,
that, I would have been sprinting.
I was like, no, literally get this. So I was like, James, Kristen, we got to go now. And they're like, what's wrong? And I was like, Harry Styles is at Laurel Hardware. And James was like, fuck yeah, let's go. Like, British guy, music, let's do it.
Are you
so,
for real?
I swear to God, we were so excited. So we all hop in James's car. I almost died that night. It was pouring rain. It never rains in LA, but that night it rained. It's pouring rain. We're in his car. He's driving like a maniac because I'm like, hurry up. Brooke said he's there right now. I don't know how long he's going to be there. So
wait, James was driving like a maniac to get to Harry Styles.
Yes.
I love this visual. Okay.
So we get to Laurel Hardware and then it's like, we're like, like we had just ran there because we're like, oh my God, oh my God. And we see him. We're like, okay, casual. Just like walk by, totally stroll by. And I was like, oh my God. Hi. I was like, oh my, hi, my name's Sheena, you know, big fan. And I'm like, oh my God. And at this point we're season 3 is picked up, but we're not filming it yet because this was the year I got married, but I haven't had my wedding yet. So people aren't really coming up to me in bars or anything. It's like season 1, season 2, like didn't really get recognized anywhere. So I didn't really think it was weird to go up to someone and ask for a photo because I'm like,
I love that confidence.
I have no shame. I'm doing this for my little sister. Like, I promise.
Yeah, I remember Courtney was super into Harry.
Yeah, but then she was like,
so glad Courtney has a boyfriend because Harry's fucking mine. Sorry, Courtney. Love you so much, but no.
But she actually ended up like getting mad at me for this because she's like, well, I was like, did you want a video from Harry Styles or did you not? And so I got him to do a video for her and he's like, hi, Courtney, wish you were here. Like, it was so adorable.
I never remember that.
And
you saw the video?
I do. Yeah.
I have to see it later.
I sent it to her and she like wasn't responding. So I sent it. I'm like calling my mom. It's now like 1 a.m. Everyone's asleep. I'm calling my mom. I was like, mom, I was like, check your phone, check it. She's like, what's going on? Are you okay? I was like, no, I'm okay. Just check your phone. And then she's like, oh my God. I was like, go wake up Courtney right now. So she wakes her up and Courtney sees the video and just like starts crying because she's like, but I'm not there. I'm like, she wasn't even 21. She's in high school. She's like 16 at the time. But I was like, but you can now show your friends that Harry Styles did a video to you. He said your name in the video, but
it was like the first cameo ever.
Laurel Hardware.
Yeah.
Because that place is really small and intimate.
Wait, you know who else?
You don't know how it was.
Oh, that's true. That was back in 2014. Oh, yeah. 2015.
So you know who else I ran into at Laurel Hardware once?
Who?
John Mayer.
segue.
Like, post, to answer your question at Nib Megan, how was he in bed? Honestly, those days are kind of a blur. But, you know, it went on for quite a while, so I can't say it was bad. But I'm there one night with Jax and a few other people from the show. And I look and I was like, oh, my God. I was like, that's John right there. And then Jax's like, where? And I'm like, no. I was like, hide me. Like, I don't, like, I haven't talked to him in a couple years. I think a part of him thought that I had sold a story to the tabloids when it was a girl I worked with because she was trying to get me fired because she got fired. And it was, yeah, because we worked together at the Grand Havana Room. Brooke and I worked there. And we were like frenemies with this girl. I think she was more friends with her than I was, but she wanted to get me fired and she succeeded. But if it was not for that, I would not have gotten the job at Villa Blanca and I probably wouldn't be on Vanderpump Rules. So
so everything happens for a reason.
Literally.
So thank you, bitch.
Yeah, but anyway, that was just fun Laurel Hardware story.
It really was like cool and like
it was cool like way now it's back like in the day.
Yeah,
I mean, I like to go there if it's like, you know, chill, but like the people there now is like not well. The crowd is not okay.
Yeah, so we have Halloween coming up. We have a bunch of parties next weekend. What are we gonna be for our costumes?
What are you gonna be? I see a blonde wig over there.
That's for Danielle for actually.
I have a last-minute Halloween party I'm going to tomorrow. Like,
casual. Wait, going to the Maxim party tomorrow.
Whatever. I've never been. I don't get invited to cool things except with you. So I'm just like, you know, taking everything I can. But yeah, I don't have a costume at all. It's like the theme's Haunted Mansion. So I'm have to go shopping tomorrow. I have no idea. She gave me that wig, so I'm gonna do something with that. I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you think I should be? I need ideas.
Well, why?
Because I only have one costume, and I'm doing that next Friday with you guys.
Right.
I'm saving the best costume with my girls.
I love how your costume and my costume in my head is us, but just like slightly a little extra.
Okay, yes. That's what I was going for. I was literally going for like my true self. Like my alter ego, but also like I would beat this person every single day if I could.
Right.
So I'm neon goth.
Yes. Like rainbow.
Like rainbow rave. Just think of like, I don't know, just go to a rave and like the rainbow girl in the corner. Just
I love that for you.
Fist pumping.
Yeah. All right. That's going to be fun. Jamie, what are you doing?
I'm going to do a Playboy bunny, but I want to do like
familiar.
A zombie or dead bunny somehow. And it's kind of fitting because after these 4 weeks of the festivals that we went to, I felt like a zombie. And
oh my God, I love that. Yeah. Like, so not that like, you felt like that, but I love that you're bringing it to life.
Exactly. So like, yes, I used to work for Playboy and that's part of my personality.
Excuse me, I have to take a tequila shot with Brooke. Okay, cheers. Drinking and podcasting.
But yeah, I definitely feel like still it's listening, like Jamie. Us. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're still being each
it's
other.
It's us.
Yeah.
If I could throw in some sort of emo Ooh. Into that whole mix, that'd be even more me, but I just don't know how to make it make sense. We'll figure
Speaking
it out.
Speaking of that, I think I have a little emo in my costume because I bought like fake lip rings and fake nose rings.
Oh, amazing.
Love that for you.
I bought three. You should just throw it on.
Oh, you don't think I have some already?
Oh, excuse me. I'm so sorry. Excuse the hell out
excuse
of me.
Excuse me. All right, Brooke, what are you going to do?
For what?
For Halloween. What are you going to be? Have you figured it out yet?
No, I didn't. I'm waiting for Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
Who's Kyle? Oh, Kyle. Who is this?
Yeah.
Kyle,
okay. So you guys, he's our GBFF. Who we've known for, God, what, like 8 years now at least?
Wait, the guy you were FaceTiming earlier?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's so fun. He is such a character. We love him. You girls are going to love
him.
Where has he been? He's been in WeHo. We just like...
Hiding?
I saw him. You met him, Jamie, at Jax's birthday party.
I didn't meet him.
Yes, you did. It was
drunk Jamie met him.
Let's get this
straight. Ooh, Jamie. So Kyle is coming and...
Yeah.
Wait, no. Okay. That's, and that's it. All right. That's the end of the podcast.
What?
We'll see you later.
And that's it.
And Brooke, you get the job.
Okay. Can we talk about drunk Jamie for a second?
Yes. Drunk Jamie.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie.
Yeah.
When drunk Jamie comes out, she reads your aura.
Yes.
Tell us about that, please.
I feel like drunk Jamie can tap into a lot more stuff than sober Jamie can.
Mm-hmm.
She's a little more bold.
Tell us about Vegas when you were taking the light out of me.
Okay.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah.
You weren't there. We were getting espresso shots at that little, I don't know, bar. Remember we bought you up an espresso shot?
Where was I?
I was reading everybody's aura. You were in the room for some reason.
It was after Rise and we were so tired, but we were going out.
The park?
We got espresso shots.
Oh. Was that like when
Cosmopolitan?
I had a surprise guest?
That is the night, my love. Mm, yes.
Yeah.
So we were all getting espresso, and then Jamie looks at Alex, I think, or no, Katie.
It was Katie first.
Okay, yeah. Because, so tell the story. Okay,
Katie is Danielle's roommate, who I'm going to force to be on my show soon, and we're going to talk about her Vegas shenanigans, because we're like...
At Vegas Katie.
At Vegas Katie, how are you the new Sheena?
Shout out, Katie.
And
love you so much.
You'll understand what that means in a few weeks.
Coming soon.
Amazing.
Coming soon.
But there's conservative Katie, and then there's Vegas Katie.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So she was just standing there, and... I could tell that she has such a conflict between she just wanted to have fun in Vegas,
mm-hmm.
but she has all of this stuff just holding her back. And she was like, I just had this, like, I don't know, this like feeling that like she's just so much in her head, mm-hmm. overthinking
completely.
Everything she says, everything she does.
That's the Gemini in her.
Yeah. And she's the youngest out of all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So I see that with her and I'm like, girl, just let loose. I literally grabbed her face and planted one on her. And Danielle's like, what the fuck? You never kissed me.
Yeah. And I was like trying to kiss Katie. And she was like, absolutely not. Get away from me. And I was like, okay, I kind of get it, but like rude. No, but yeah, you're so right. I mean, she was raised super Catholic and, you know, coming out here, I think she's definitely learned a lot more about herself, but she's still really conflicted.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, is a good and bad thing.
She's also drop-dead gorgeous. Yeah. This chick is 5'9", and she's, like, she's gorgeous. Like, she looks like Caitlin Bristow, but, like, different. Like,
no idea who that is.
She was a bachelorette one season.
What the fuck is all this?
No, literally.
I'm old.
She's been on my show, and I've been on hers. I love her. She was one of my favorite bachelorettes. Like, best personality and just, like, stunning.
Yeah.
But when I met Katie, I was like, oh, my God, you're, like, a younger, taller Caitlin Bristow. And I don't even know if she knows who she is, but just to paint the picture for you guys, so you know, this girl's
like
gorgeous,
tall, brunette, big blue eyes, gorgeous model. Okay, mm-hmm. Go ahead, Jamie.
No, well, that's I started with her, right?
She's like, and she was like,
oh my god, like you've just met me, how do you know all this? Mm-hmm. This is so right. And I was like, you need to think more with your heart and your instincts rather than being so much in your head all the time.
Yeah, but what light was shining? And what light did you take out
Don't
of her?
Don't ask sober Jamie these questions.
Your aura is purple.
So your aura is so
literally,
purple.
I turn around and she's taking
aura.
White light out of Katie's forehead.
No, white light is good.
Okay, then I don't know what light it was, but it was in her
a
head.
A dark light?
And she was going like this.
Your aura.
Like, wait. Imagine pulling a tissue out of a tissue box. That's what Jamie was doing to Katie's forehead, taking the light out of her head.
Okay, Jamie, I have been with drunk Jamie more than anyone in this room. How have I never had my aura read?
I actually contemplated
Keep
this.
Drinking. I want to have my
God.
Aura
okay,
read.
So she read my aura. This is the best part because it was very spot on as well.
I'm glad you remember because I don't.
Okay.
What is she doing?
Okay,
what did drunk Jamie do?
Okay, so she put her hands all over
what
my body.
What is Sheena's aura?
We'll get that later when Jamie is super drunk.
We need to get Jamie another shot.
She puts her hand all over my body, and then she stops at like my waist and like my vagina.
Yes.
And she goes,
I mean, I usually stop there too.
We'll talk about it later. And she goes, I don't remember exactly what you said, but it was like, you're definitely having issues down there. And I was like, yeah, I haven't gotten laid in a really fucking long time. And she's like, let me help you out. And then she starts pulling the purple light out of my vagina to help me get laid.
The purple
aura. And
has
it worked? No.
Yes.
Purple aura.
Yes, it did.
It does not count.
Not going to say who, but... The next week, she banged an Olympic gold medalist. So
exactly.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Guys, yeah. Don't.
I didn't say who. There's a lot of Olympic gold medalists. Right. I didn't even say totally what country.
It was really bad, though, and I don't count it.
But what country?
Don't worry about it. I'll tell you later because you know who this person is.
Do I know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, I'm the vagina whisperer.
Drunk Jeannie. That's a new title.
Okay. So, moving on from Danielle's purple vagina that's now not
We love
dry.
A purple vagina. I'm sweating. I hate this.
Oh my God, I love this so much. Okay, so I want to get to some of your guys' questions because that was a big point of doing this podcast. I want to do more of these because I really want you guys to get more of an insight into my personal life. And like, I don't want to say that my show life isn't my real life. That is, those are real friends of mine as well. But I'm from LA. Like, I mean, Brooke and I have been friends for almost 20 years. So it's like, I have this whole life outside of the show that you guys don't get to see. So I'm like, you know, this would be fun to do a podcast with some of my friends who aren't featured on the show and just, you know, to get another side of me. And here we are. So at Callie1111, who are you dating? I think that was kind of already answered.
Mm-hmm.
At Kathy Sackhell wants to know what surgeries I've had. So I'm assuming, Kathy, that you're referring to plastic surgery, which is a big fat zero. I have not had plastic surgery. And I say this all the time. I'm like, look, I talk about everything I get done because also that's how us influencer reality star type people get shit for free. You post about it. So I do Botox. I do filler. Those other than veneers, those are the only things I've ever done to my face. The only surgery I ever have had was my egg retrieval that I did twice this year. So no plastic surgery. And I say this all the time because I'm like, literally every day my face is on Snapchat. Do you guys think I have 3 weeks of different outfits like stockpiled to be posting while I'm recovering from my nose job? Like it hasn't happened. I've been on social media every day for the last like 7 years. So whatever you guys think I've had done, thank you, I guess, for thinking maybe I look better, but it's just better makeup and contouring and angles and just taking more pictures on my good side, I guess.
She has to have her good side. So annoying.
I know, because it's the same as yours. That's the only reason it's annoying.
And I always give it to you.
Yeah, but then we just do our prom style photos and it's great for our book for when we have kids one day.
Our book.
Yeah. Danielle and I were saying, we're like, okay, if we're both still single in a year, can we just get married for the tax break?
No, literally, like, I'm so down because I'm done with this bullshit.
I think, just as a country fan, I think she just wants her name to be Dan Shay.
Right? Wait, I have no idea what we're talking about.
Wait,
Dan and Shay?
How weird is that, though?
When I taste tequila. But it's my legal name. I can't give her a different name when that's my legal name. I would have to change my name to change her name. Like, I'm not going to go back to Jankin.
Or she can be Sheena DeHart.
You know? It's not bad.
It's not bad.
I like it. You know.
We'll see.
We'll revisit this in a year. We'll see how rugby pans out. But... It's all looking.
Whatever, we can go to Utah and just get a freeway.
You know, we could do that. We could be sister wives.
I'm down.
I'm so down.
I'm so down.
Yeah.
I'm done with the dating and all that bullshit. So let's just.
That's
like,
the
get
thing.
It done.
It's like right when we were both like giving up and we're like, we're just going to date each other.
Okay.
You take me to an after party and.
She blames this on
boom.
Me and it's just.
It's not so much blame. It's almost thanking you. I mean,
yeah, but
I'm
the same
But part. It is
it's
your
like,
fault.
Now I'm like. Blaming myself
because anytime you're like ew, he's so cute, oh god, and I'm like, okay, I know I would feel the same way if it was you, and
oh,
I get it, but you
worse. You know, you'd be way worse if I had
whatever
I was dating.
However, I'm a very jealous person, okay,
like
it's my worst quality.
Jamie, remember when we kissed and Sheena got literally
so I kissed Katie to get back at you
out of her mind.
Let's talk about this, okay? Because like it was just it was for a picture, it was like a peck for a picture. And I didn't know you were mad about this until
I wasn't mad.
She
I was over exaggerating. It was a joke.
Like, it was,
you know,
a joke.
She was really
but
jealous
she's,
about
she
that
was kiss. Mad. You were low key mad.
Was I drunk?
No.
I don't know. Whatever. Anyways.
But then after, when we were at Magic Mike and like your hands were like all over my legs, and I was like, wait, do you think my leg is Sheena's leg?
I was
right
like,
now?
No, like, I know
no,
it's
I
you.
Know who you are. And I'm like, well, stop, because she's going to get mad.
I was like, but, I have enough love to go around.
Okay, but let me just remind you that we're both at very different places in our lives. I've been single after a divorce in my 30s. I'm in my mid-30s. So at 34, a good person enters my life. You got to just be happy.
Oh, absolutely.
And I completely we all love him.
Support this. Yeah. Like 100%.
And the fact that I'm talking about this on here, although it's not live,
fucking crazy.
Like my palms are sweating. Yeah. But like,
these weak arms are heavy.
You know? Butterflies in your stomach, mom, spaghetti. Is that how the lyrics go?
I'm sweating. I can't.
Oh my God, and I made us spaghetti tonight.
Can we put that song on?
No, we can only play 30 seconds of music. It has to, you know, all that. It's like rules, whatever. Okay, back to your questions. A lot of you asked about Katie, Stassi, and Lala if we're still friends. And I actually, this is what's so weird, is right now I'm in the position of being friends with everybody, which is something I've said since season one. I just wish we could all be friends. And although not everyone are all friends with everyone, I am. I'm good with everyone right now. Whether we're super close or talk every day, I'm on good terms with everyone. I'm definitely closest with Ariana on the show, as well as Tom. Tom is one of my best guy friends. And oddly, Max, who was on the podcast a couple weeks ago, him and I have gotten so much closer. And Brittany, obviously love her. She's a sweetheart. Kristen and I are super close again, which I am so thankful for, because she is one of the most amazing friends I've ever had. Like, I can't say this enough. I've said it on a million interviews, and she's always like, Sheena, like, don't give me that much credit. But if it wasn't for Kristen, I think my divorce would have been a lot harder. She did a lot of things that she didn't have to do to help get me through that. So shout out to you, Kristen Doty. And next question. All right. This is just a comment. At Kimos 56 said, less ponytails. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to post that ponytail more. I actually, shout out to Bellamy Hair. I just got a new ponytail. So you'll be seeing a lot more of that. And next season. That's like my first interview look is the high pony. So enjoy it. Love it. Hate it. Don't care. at the Amanda Villa wants to know if I'm dating a girl. Danielle?
Yes.
Okay.
You're welcome.
How often am I at Sir? So I am at Sir right now on most Wednesdays. We're doing a thing called Serpendales, which is like Chippendales, but at Sir. I was so pleasantly surprised the other night. None of you were there. It was a very chill night, but I promised them I would be back. I was out for a couple weeks because I was sick. Then I had, I don't want to say it was skin cancer because it was moderate. It wasn't severe yet, but I did have to have a chunk of my skin cut out and stitched up because the cells were abnormal and it could have turned into skin cancer if I left it untreated. So also, everyone, PSA campaign, get your skin checked because you never know. It was literally a black beauty mark. And I didn't even go in to get checked for that. I went to get checked for the weird looking thing. And they're like, that's fine. That's normal. This one we're concerned about. And I'm like, what the fuck? That's my beauty mark. They took it away from me. But you know what? Now I have stitches and a little scar. And it's beautiful because I don't have skin cancer. So, So that's why I wasn't at Sarah. I'm like, why am I talking about this? But I came back this past Wednesday. And I will be there this Wednesday, October 23rd. James Kennedy is doing a merch party. We have DJ Silver, who is a friend of mine from Vegas. He is going to be doing a guest DJ spot as well. It's going to be a super fun party. And then Halloween, good as gold, is happening. So I was gonna say get your tickets, but I don't think we're selling tickets. Just come to Sir. Just walk on in. Okay. At iRush 805 wants to know if Saran wrap pisses me off. Doesn't it piss everyone off?
Literally my favorite question, so thank you so much.
Danielle was like, oh my God, I love this question. You have to answer it. Okay. Yeah, it's all annoying. Right. I'd rather use foil. I don't like Saran wrap.
Who likes Saran wrap in here?
No.
Anyone?
I don't like it because it's plastic.
Coming from the vegan over here.
Coming from the vegan.
Let me just say, house. Jamie had the funniest thing that I submitted to Overheard LA. Not sure if it got picked up. So to set the scene, we're at Hugo's Cafe on Santa Monica and Kings, this cute little place that we go to for like breakfast and lunch often. And we're sitting there and she orders the salad. Brooke, why are you not with your microphone? Did you quit the podcast already?
Oh. She's not getting hired.
Okay.
It's down to two.
You know what, bitch?
Brooke has her eyes half open. She's 100% fired.
I love when Brooke gets like, this is my favorite. Okay, so hey. We're at Hugo's. Welcome to drinking and podcasting.
Well, where's my drink?
You drank it. Okay. Would you like another?
I kind of do.
Oh.
So we're at Hugo's and I order my food. Jamie orders her salad and it came with like a jalapeno vinaigrette and she doesn't like spicy. So she's
no,
like,
it was an avocado ranch.
It was spicy. Oh. It was
because it was excuse avocado the hell ranch. Out of
you. No, ranch. Jamie, no. Let me tell the story. Okay, you're going to remember it once I tell it.
Okay.
So it was a jalapeno vinaigrette. And she's like, is that really spicy? And the server was like, it's kind of spicy. Do you want to do it with a different dressing? And Jamie was like, yeah. And she goes, what do you recommend? The server goes, I like ranch. And Jamie was like, ooh, okay, that sounds good. And the server writes it down, starts to walk away. She goes, wait, I forgot. I'm vegan now. So it did not come with ranch. She offered it.
Wait, no. Then she said, It's avocado ranch and it's vegan at Hugo's. And I said, perfect.
Whatever. You still forgot you were vegan.
I forgot I was vegan. Hilarious.
You've been vegetarian for how long?
Hardcore vegan.
Over 30 years.
The like, tequila's over here, Brooke. Okay, so you've been vegetarian.
Over 30 years. Like basically my
whole life. Okay.
So like going from vegetarian to vegan, basically the only thing I'm giving up is dairy. So
cheese.
Yes.
That's a big thing to give up. So I guess when asked, would you give up cheese or oral sex? You literally choose cheese.
Yeah.
Oral sex.
Yeah.
Oral sex.
Cheese for fucking life.
I know, I was like, but Jamie,
don't
go
down on me, feed me cheese. Right?
Feed me cheese and tell me I'm pretty.
Put that on a t-shirt, please. I'd buy.
I have one that says, feed me tacos and tell me I'm pretty.
Oh my God. Wait, no, literally, all you eat is tacos.
Cheers.
I feel.
Cheers. I love tacos.
How do you
that's
like your
all
tacos?
All we eat at Kaboo, which is tacos, tacos,
because I know you, there's
I don't like onions and cilantro.
Okay, that's rude.
So what do you put in it?
I ideally love them in a corn tortilla, but like American style. Lettuce, cheese, tomato, green salsa. That's my ideal taco. So
no guacamole, no
oh yeah,
sour cream.
I love all okay. of that. If that's an option, totally. But it's like you can only fit so much in a little corn tortilla. I prefer corn over flour.
Because of the gluten?
No, not necessarily. I think just it's the Mexican in me. Just those like fresh corn tortillas. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe I'm just making that up, but if I'm having a quesadilla or a burrito, I want a flour tortilla. If I'm having fish tacos, I want a flour tortilla. Anything else, I love corn.
Makes sense.
So, whatever. Anyway, speaking of guac and what I like on my tacos.
Oh my God, yes. Work on this name.
At Jack White's guac recipe. Let's just talk about this Instagram handle for a second,
ladies. I want
to talk
about it forever.
I want to call this person.
Okay. I want to know, is your name Jack White and you have an amazing guac recipe? Or is it Jack White from the White Stripes guac recipe?
Whatever
I
it is.
I need to know. Please DM me.
Yes.
Please.
No. Comment below. Let us know who you are and what the recipe is. So Jack wants to know if I have any tattoos I regret. Where do I start? Okay, here's the thing. I don't want to say I regret any of them because they all, whether it's stupid or not, have a special meaning. The one on my right rib says live, laugh, love. Does that have any meaning to me? No, but it was something that my mom liked and she would say, and I was like, okay, I'm drunk in Texas. I'm 19. I'm like, I'll get that tattooed. It now has just kind of blended into just like, I don't even know what you want to call that. It's just a blob.
It just like bled from over the years. So there's no like spaces in between.
It doesn't look like my It's All Happening tattoo. I'll say that. It is not fine lines. I'm very strongly considering getting it removed, but then I just found out this weekend that the tattoo artist that I had in Texas passed away, and now I feel really bad, like, removing his tattoo, but I do have another one. This stupid, it looks like a diamond, but I made it green and told myself it's an emerald. That one, it's like, I mean, yeah, I was like, oh, that diamond's cool. I'll get that on the back of my neck and make it green. It's my birthstone. Like, stupid, didn't need it, but whatever. Brooke and I, when we were, what, 22, we decided it was a good idea.
She's not well.
To have a tattoo party.
Brooke is not well, people. No, we need to set the scene.
Set the scene.
Brooke and I split a medium-sized bottle of Casamigos Reposado. I ate a huge bowl of pasta and a few slices of Texas toast, so I don't even think I'm feeling the buzz, which is sad. Brooke's eyes are half open and her microphone is 2 feet away from her mouth. She took the drinking and podcasting real serious.
Very serious.
I love it. You know what, Brooke? This is why you get the job, because you take your job seriously.
You know what, guys?
Please tell me.
I took my job seriously. Oh,
I feel like at Kaboo, it took you so much for you to get this way.
I have never seen it. I guess.
At Kaboo, it was like, it took so much for you to get drunk. And I feel like you never got truly drunk.
You never got drunk.
No.
But now,
I
have a booger.
No.
You know what? I take my job so seriously.
I'm confused.
So,
anyways, forever confused.
Nothing. I'm just saying. Anyway, so back to y'all's questions.
Love you so much. Bye.
Kanji wants to know about how I record a podcast, started it, and if I did it myself. So I was offered this job through Podcast One. So I didn't start it myself. And actually, for the first year of podcasting, I only did it in studio. I was living in Vegas when I got this job. So every Tuesday after my show, I would fly back on the 10:30 Southwest flight. I would do my podcast in Beverly Hills on Wednesday. I would fly back and do my show on Thursday. And I just got so used to doing it in studio. That's Brooke and Salem. That I never did it on my own. But now, you know, we're at home. We're recording mobile. As you guys know, I do this often. So as much as I'm doing this on my own, I do still have an amazing podcast producer at Podcast One, Will Sterling. Shout out to you. You are amazing. If there's ever anything I fuck up on, you make it so seamless that it's like it never even happened. And the next few episodes I have coming up, I'm like, you know what? This one's going to air first. So I might need to take some things out that after, because then it's going to be like, wait, so are you not talking to him? Are you not? Anyway, so yes, but it started. I got my degree in broadcast journalism. I did a radio show in college, and this was a dream job of mine and something I always wanted to do. I already gave a shout out to at Addicted to Cadbury for having my real friends on the show. Here we are, drinking and podcasting. At Kim Camerata wants to know, how do I remain so strong after hard times? For me, I really am a strong person. I have thick skin. I think part of it comes from losing so many people close to me at a semi-young age. I was 16, 17 when all four of my grandparents passed away, and then I've been to probably at least 15 funerals since. So I think one of the things with me is I just realized, you know, life is too short to hold grudges, to be angry, to dwell on things. And I'm just like, you know, it just literally, I know it sounds cliche, but it's like, why waste time on having negative energy and being angry at people and holding grudges and all of that? I just feel like, let it go. But also that kind of backfires with me sometimes, where I feel like I'm such a passive person that I just let people get away with shit that they need to be called out for. And I'm trying to be better about that now. So watch out, bitches.
Damn.
At Hekka_Rebecca said, how do I feel starting the crop top wedding dress trend? I am so proud of that, because I don't want to say, I'm not even going to say copy. That's not the right word. I would, imitation is the highest form of flattery. But a month or two after I got married, Ashley Simpson, who I am a massive fan of, she got married in a crop top wedding dress. And I know she's also a fan of Vanderpump Rules. So I'm like, was it inspired by me? Please tell me it was. I don't know, but I'm going to tell myself it was, and I'm going to believe that. And I don't know if I ever want to ask her the question, because I don't want to know if it wasn't. Mm-hmm. Couple more questions, and then we're going to wrap it up. Never. Oh, wait. No, actually, that was the majority of them, because I kind of worked some into the show. But to go back to mental health and anxiety, they asked, how do I handle other heavy times and things? And honestly, I think it is just looking at the brighter side of things, saying all those cliche things that I do truly believe. Everything happens for a reason. Sometimes, you know, you're sitting in traffic, you get frustrated, you hit an extra red light, you forgot something, you have to turn around, go back home. But it's like, if you really think about it, you're like, okay, what if I didn't turn around and go back home? Maybe there was a reason that that happened and something bad would have happened to me if I was driving at that time. So I try and always just think in that way, that it's like, you never know why something's happening. You get frustrated with it, but there is a reason. And if you believe in a higher power, then, you know, shout out to God.
So everything happens for a reason. I'm
it
a
really
huge
does.
Believer in that.
I do. And it's like, even when there's really, really fucked up things, mm-hmm. that it's like, why would this happen? When children come into this world and are taken so suddenly, I've lost not one, but two baby cousins at 3 months old. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, why would this happen? But both exactly. my aunt and my cousin now have two of the most amazing daughters who wouldn't have been in this world because they were done having kids.
Right.
And these, and it was crazy because it was both boys who passed away. And it's like these older brothers, like, knew that, you know, the sisters needed to come into this world. Yeah. And it's just like the most fucked up thing. I can't ever imagine losing a child. But now we have these two amazing, beautiful, smart girls in our family. And it's like, I can't imagine life without them. So everything happens for a reason. Stay positive. Let me know. Comment below what you guys loved about this episode, what you hated about it.
Who won?
Who should be hired as co-host of the year?
I kind of have to nominate Brooke, who's passed out right now with the microphone on her lap.
What? we've got a Snapchat. Just I'm gonna post this so you guys all see how the night is ending.
What?
There's the empty tequila bottle and boom. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. And I want you girls to shout out your Instagram. Oops. Oh my God, I just posted that on accident. Shit. This is why you just shouldn't drink and podcast, people.
Wait, what happened?
I posted it. I was trying to swipe for a filter and I accidentally posted it. I can't post that yet. We're not live. Shit. delete. All right. Everyone, tell my listeners where they can find you on Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram at D DeHart, DeHardt.
Boom.
At Jamie Lynn 24, JamieLynne 24.
Brooke, do you know yours?
I have no idea.
I think it's like at Brookie Bryant.
But you can like also find me on Sheena's Instagram or like Kissing Munch.
Yeah, that's true. It is. It's at Brookie Bryant. Or
you, Brooke.
Yeah, you can find Danielle in a highlight of our relationship on my Instagram
page. Please go enjoy.
Page. Yeah, so, but again, comment below what you guys want to see more of, see less of, hear more of, hear less of. And I just want to say thank you to all of you because I don't get to do what I do every day without you guys. So whether you love me or you hate me, I have a job because of you, and I'm so thankful for that. But also, I don't want to annoy you guys with shit that you don't want to hear or see. So let me know what you want more and less of. Comment below. And thanks for listening.
Thanks.
And drinking and podcasting with us. Bye.
Bye. JFK. Thanks for listening to Shenanigans. Download new episodes every Tuesday and subscribe on the Podcast One app at podcastone.com or at Apple Podcasts. And don't forget to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts.
Looking fine and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy. Miss me, kiss me one more time. Get over here, boy, I'ma make you mine. Yeah. Do you want it?
Let me see you shake that.
Do you need it?
Let me see you shake that.
Do you want it?
Let me see you shake that.
I wanted to tell you a little bit about my favorite new sunglass company, Privé Revaux. They start at $29.95, so they are super affordable for anyone. This was a company founded by dope ass people like Jamie Foxx, Ashley Benson, Hailee Steinfeld, and you know who wears them? Some of your favorite celebrities like Kerry Washington, Matthew McConaughey, Mila Kunis, Billie Eilish. I mean, you know, enough said. Some of the best things about them is there's free shipping on all orders. They're high-end designer details. All of them are polarized, which usually you pay more for, but not at Privé Revaux. It's like basically seen the world in HD. They're all hand-assembled, scratch-resistant, have an anti-glare coating, UVA, UVB protection, 3-barrel hinges for flexibility and comfort, and comes with a free case. So, if you guys would like to enjoy a pair of Privé Revaux sunglasses or like 10 pairs and have a dope sunglass rack like I do, you guys can enjoy 15% off your first purchase using the promo code Sheena15. Again, that's promo code Sheena15 at PriveRevaux.com.